Hey there, I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally. I hope that you are all well and everything is good. So let me pop over to the Facebook page and show you my last office. So I just wanted to show you what my office looks like. So I'm taking a 5 minute stretch break. And here's my crew, and here's the person that runs the stretch drills, Pep. Yeah. So I just wanted to show you what my office looks like. So I'm taking
And
a.
evidently, I can't hit the buttons right. So, yeah, but that's been fun. I mean, he just comes literally at my 5 minute break, he comes and gets me. So I try to take a break every 20 minutes and get up and move around. So this post from Jamie is super interesting. So yeah, we talked about a lot of things, gut health in the ultimate session last Tuesday, and I talked about Margot Roman, who's actually developed a fresh poop bank, if you will, and so for fecal transplant therapy. And Jamie said in that meeting that Animal Biome had actually started using her fecal material to produce their freeze-dried stuff. And then this is just astonishing that Cargill has bought out Animal Biome for 8.6 million bucks. So right on for those folks. I mean, they started this business less than 5 years ago. And, so what is Cargill going to do with it? That remains to be seen, but I think they're starting to see the importance in making sure that that the microbiome is correctly fed and su supplemented. So that's super fascinating. And Jamie was trying to get Willie to some appointments last week and unfortunately got stuck in a snowstorm. So sorry about that. And then here's the recording for the iPets Ultimate. If you missed it, we swapped the time up to 3 p.m. every Tuesday or once a month on a Tuesday. And what I did is sort of talk about gut health in general, and then we answered some questions. For folks that were there. So we'll be taking that format. Looking forward to seeing more of you. Hopefully this time will be better for you to attend. And let's see. So I mentioned this in the CruckPet broadcast, but yeah, so we're having free shipping on any order all through December, and then for every order over $100, we'll be giving away a herbal turmeric with bioperine and organic coconut oil. So that a little gift for you guys. And then we'll looks like Tuesday, Monday, and then if there's a better time, just click in here, add an option, and write in what day and time you'd like that to be. So we may have to bump that iPets Ally around a little bit or just kind of run it back to back. Let's see, Susie's asking about dry food. And Susie, I honestly have lost track of commercial pet foods, to be honest. So there's a lot of resources out there. A lot of folks are saying Dog Food Advisor is getting a bit commercial, but here it is. So here's their 10 best food choices in the dry category. I think a lot of you use Instinct, which is more of a sort of a raw with just a little bit of veggies. So you may need to add some other type of veggies in there because really it's just meat, peas, and then chicken fat. And then Logic is another one I keep hearing. So this one again is going to be this one's a little higher in carbohydrate content. And going on to the dry food should not be too big of a problem, but you may have some trouble transitioning off. And then the other thing you could do, Susie, is to just leave a bag of fresh veggies available for the house sitter, and if she can see her way through, we've also got no viewers on now. So if she can see her way through to just adding a few, throwing them in a pot of water that's boiling, and then putting both the water and the veggies over the top of the dry food, that would be a whole lot better for your guys, I think. Let's see, let me head back to the page and make sure I haven't missed anything here. Kathy's asking about trying to get a capsule with turmeric and some other stuff in it, and she just will not eat it because of the taste. So, I mean, you can use cream cheese. American cheese is another option. Liverwurst would be a little tough because that is a beef-based product. And then, the other sort of standby, which is Vienna sausages, also is beef-based. You could also consider canned sardines. And what's easy to do is to take those, take a sardine out of the can, give her a piece of sardine without the pill, give her a piece with the pill, and then another piece without the pill. So you kind of fake her out a little bit. So see if that helps. And Mr. Willie did indeed have a urinary tract infection. So glad to hear that's feeling better. Hopefully his skin looks a bit better too. So I have a feeling he's got that sort of generalized infection. And hopefully he can get some acupuncture and the Biocom treatment tomorrow. Hopefully not so much snow this time, but I love this photo of everybody hanging out with Santa Paws. So right on, Willie, keep trucking. And I think that may be it. Let me pop back over and look at my cheat sheet, make sure we've got it all covered. Yeah, so I think that's it. If I'm going to be taking a week off, so we will be heading to Mexico City and really enjoying some time off visiting museums and things like that. And so I will be back on the 15th, which is a Wednesday, and we'll do our program then. And if you find that you've got questions, and maybe we'll adjust the time at that point as well. So the thing I wanted to show you, we went to Tenochtitlan, which was the holy, sort of a holy city, and for the Nahual or Mexica people. So weirdly, they changed the Aztec's name from Mexica to the Aztecs, so that because that's a different pronunciation from a different group of people. But they actually built this city, which is just astonishing. They're called pyramids or pirámides in Spanish, but they're not. They're actually temples, and the sheer size of this place is unbelievable. So this is the head of Quetzalcoatl, and he was a feathered serpent. And interesting, if you've ever seen the movie The Neverending Story, this is pretty much what he looks like. So they've had a lot of reconstruction because things were so destroyed there. But again, this is some of the a peek through into Quetzalcoatl's temple and some of the facades that remained there, and then more of some of the murals that are left that were just sort of the normal part of the decor. But this is looking towards the Temple of the Moon. And this platform in the center is considered to be the center of the universe for the Nahual people, for the Aztecs or Mexica. And it's interesting because the way they built these temples was to mimic the shape of the mountains behind them. And so if you couldn't summon the energy and the power to climb to the top of the mountain, you could just climb to the top of the temple, which is still no small feat, and gain the power that was there. And then this is looking more towards Quetzalcoatl's temple. So here's the head that I showed you earlier. And this is a warrior, a crocodile warrior with the head and sort of things that look like crocodiles. So the reason I'm telling you this is that part of this belief system involved dogs, and what there is a breed of dog in Mexico called the Xolo, and they are the guides to the underworld. So this, let me pop this up one more time. So here's Mary Jo and I standing in front of the Temple of the Sun, which was when they reworked it in the early 1900s, prior to the 100th anniversary of Mexico's independence, they took a little liberty with it. But the things that's interesting is that about, 150 yards out from the temple, after a huge rainstorm, they discovered this enormous opening down into a tunnel. And so what the Nahual believed is that when someone died in your family or someone that was dear to you, you took offerings down into the tunnel, towards this tomb. And literally, when they found the tomb, they took out over 3 million artifacts. And the thing that is so interesting is that probably more than half of them were figurines of these Xolo dogs. So, I mean, it's just astonishing how the people believed that things would work. But they believed that beneath was the underworld. This plane, Earth, is for the living, and then above was for the gods. And then you could make contact between the above, the plane of the gods, through the plane of the earth into the underworld or inframundo. So this is part of why the Day of the Dead is so important in Mexico, because there is this tradition within the Nahual or Aztec culture. And then these are what the Xolos look like, and they range in size from tiny to 50-pound dogs. So we saw one of these guys walking through a neighborhood, which was really fun. So I thought I'd just share that little bit of information about, and this is the weird thing. So Xolo, it's the, and this is in Nahual, and this is why it's such a brain bender. So Xolo Zitquintli, which is probably a really bad pronunciation, but they forgive me for my southern accent on the Spanish here. But it's really, really interesting stuff. And this is why Mexican culture, the dog is everywhere. However, in many cases, they are not treated well. But there was a probably 20 or 30 dogs wandering around this temple fields, and everybody was cool with them, giving them food and things of that nature, and they had good manners. So that was pretty interesting. Right, so that's what I've got for you this week. We will see you on the 15th. Until then, have a wonderful week and take good care of yourselves. I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally.